Records. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.
To WMFO in Medford, and the prevailing consensus indicates that this is Great Songs About Nothing Good. I'm Greg Zapata. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to start you off with a nice, long, rousing set, and instead of closing with Wedding Present, which we are going to do, let's be honest here, we're also going to open with Wedding Present. This is from the album George Best.
Thank you. You look so pale and thin. Wipe down in the sun, let's be rid of him. Spend this night beside your TV set. Remember when you used to laugh at it, you laughed at it, you can't say it doesn't really matter. This isn't TV, he isn't William Shatner. Oh, I told you before. You can't say it doesn't really matter. This isn't TV, he isn't William Shatner.
Just don't care. You look as if you- take. But in the time that it took to find a beat in the break, the needle combing through the grooves of your mind had already stuck. And so you turned to a friend, you asked them what they had left. They stuck their hand down the back of their pants and said, I think the conversation might be reaching an end. I said, we can't have that.
Every day, just to drive to my baby. Throw them 10 sixpence each day, 'cause I drive my baby every way.
Magic ball. Magic ball. Magic ball.
Dig for Fire by the Pixies from the third album, Bossa Nova. Before that, we had The Who, Magic Bus, Yard Act with Pour Another, The Police with So Lonely, and at the start we had Wedding Present with Shatner. And this is, in fact, still somehow, against all odds, great songs about nothing good on WMFO in Medford. I'm going to be playing a new one by Craig Finn later in the show. He's announced a new solo album. It'll be out on May 20th. Details to follow. But first, we're going to have the pause for the cause. It's a legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Buena Vista Social Club is up next with a song that's been covered in many, many languages by many, many acts. It's originally a popular song from Cuba in the 1940s, and the most notable cover version to my mind is when Cake covered it in English for their Fashion Nugget album. And so here they are, the one and only Buena Vista Social Club, live at Carnegie Hall.
Que te pregunto que cómo, cuándo y dónde se aplaude. Tú siempre me respondes quizás, quizás, quizás. Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú contestando. Dicen
¿y qué? Quizás, quizás, quizás.
Eso es, venga. Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando por lo que más tú quieras. ¿Hasta cuándo? ¿Hasta cuándo? Y así pasan los días y yo desesperado.
desesperando y tú contestando.
Quizás, 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 quizás.
Sweet. in national elections, in songs raised on high, with stirring emotions, as tears fill our eyes, in democratic fever for national defense. I am a mountain, I am a mountain, I am a mountain, like birds upon a fence, like birds upon a fence. Young artists and writers, please heed the call. What's good for business is good for us all. For as it is in nature, so it is in life. Weak among us perish, weak among us perish, the weak among us perish, the strong alone survive, the strong alone survive.
It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside. It's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs, too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink. And the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
We heard the Buena Vista Social Club with Quizás, Quizás, Quizás from Live at Carnegie Hall. We also heard the Ink Spots when you were Sweet 16. David Byrne with Empire from the Grown Backwards album. And what you heard just now was Stompin' Tom Connors with the hockey song. Stompin' Tom Connors, one of the more fascinating Canadian musicians, because while many Canadian musicians have struggled to break into the wider Anglo market, especially the United States, I think of the Tragically Hip, Stompin' Tom Connors was a folk musician who, sort of like Stan Rogers, made a very pointed decision to eschew trying to make himself more marketable south of the border by focusing on topics that were exclusively about Canada, the country that he loved so very much. And he rarely toured in the United States, and he kept a very low profile. But 10 years ago, maybe more, Conan O'Brien did a week of shows up in Canada, and he managed to get Tom Connors as one of his musical guests, which was probably the most high-profile appearance he had made in quite some time. And I love that song. I love the hockey song, and Stompin' Tom Connors is worth checking out. The Snowmobile song is also a very good song. Let's see, and we got a few more before we take our leave, so I'm going to start with the new single by Craig Finn of the Hold Steady, who has announced a new album. The album is called A Legacy of Rentals. It comes out on May the 20th. And this is the first single from that album. It's going to be the first song on that album, according to the track listing. And it's called Messing with the Settings. I enjoy it very much. I enjoy all of Mr. Finn's output, even some of Lifter Puller, believe it or not. But this is set to be another stunning entry into a very good run of solo albums he's had. And so I leave you to make the judgment, but just know that my opinion is mostly correct.
Sundown, it feels like I'm riding the train I'm not on. Sundown, it feels like I'm riding the train I'm not on.
We used to post up for days at this place in the flats, and she'd stare off into space and draw smokestacks on her placemat. She had a dwindling grace and a faith in the industry that never really made sense to me. While we were combing the place trying to come up with the funds for some phone number friend and some idling car, she said, "This probably isn't where I see myself forever, but for now it's pretty much where we are." I never really argued with her basic observations, because I wasn't super into confrontation back then. I was mostly just about sitting by the window, watching the flag in the front just twisting and twisting and twisting. We map where we've been by the scars on our skin. We can only sing the songs we've been taught to. Rachel always recommended messing with the settings. She said it's better than settling for whatever they give you.
Sundown, it feels like I'm riding the train I'm not on. Sundown, it feels
Rachel was practical. She always carried matches. She said she didn't have habits, they're rituals. She threw salt over her shoulder when they rang for last orders. She held her breath when she got up from the table. And it never really mattered that she was 12 years older, except for when we talked about the 1980s. Because I was still showing up to modern European history while she was trying to hold on to her baby. She started out teasing me, calling me her partner in crime, because neither one of us were supposed to be in the taverns. I had a suspended license and a court case coming up, and the judge said he was seeing some patterns. She said, at sundown it feels like I'm riding a train I'm not on, that all-in-one sensation of speeding and sinking. Friday's making eyes at guys cashing their checks, and other forms of magical thinking.
Sundown it feels like I'm riding a train I'm not on. Sundown it feels like I'm riding a train I'm not on.
They pulled me over 5 minutes from home. Went off to the workhouse for 38 days. When I got out, I drove out to my brother's in Denver. He got me a job at the golf course. I decided to stay there. I heard she'd been living off more of the same that she got with that guy that took IDs at the door. Must have been last winter when I finally tried to text her. The number I had didn't go through anymore. So I was a little bit surprised when Sam got in touch, asked if I could be here, told me what did it. It's my first trip back after 8 years in Denver. I drove in from the west. The city looks different now. All those luxury lofts that they built in the old factories reminded me of her faith in the industry. Rachel did her best with the deal she'd been dealt, and that's what I've got for her eulogy.
Sundown, it feels like I'm riding a train I'm not on. Sundown, it feels like I'm riding a train I'm not on. Sundown, it feels like I'm riding a train I'm not on. Sundown, it feels like I'm riding a train I'm not on.
Downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane. When I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instincts, a matter of conditioning, and a matter of fact. You can go where Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me I'm not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson. Yeah.
but I was 300 pounds. And though I was very heavy, I flowed until I couldn't see my ground. I flowed until I could not see my ground.
Just a little bit caught in the middle. Life is a maze and love is a riddle. I don't know where to go, can't do it alone. I've tried and I don't know why. Slow it down, make it stop, or else my heart is going to pop. 'Cause it's too much, yeah, it's a lot to be something I'm not. I'm full out of love, 'cause I just can't get enough. Yeah, I'm just a little bit caught in the middle. Life is a maze and love is a riddle. I don't know where to go, can't do it alone. I've tried and I don't know why. I'm just a little girl lost in the moment. I'm so scared, but I don't show it. I can't figure it out, it's bringing me down. I know I've got to let it go and just enjoy the show. The sun is hot in the sky, just like a giant spotlight. The people follow the signs and synchronize in time. It's a joke, nobody knows. They got a ticket to the show. Yeah, I'm just a little bit caught in the middle. Life is a maze and love is a riddle. I don't know where to go, can't do it alone. I've tried and I don't know why. I'm just a little girl lost in the moment. I'm so scared, but I don't show it. I can't figure it out, it's bringing me down. I know I've got to let it go and just enjoy the show. Oh, just enjoy the show. Oh, I'm just a little bit caught in the middle. Life is a maze and love is a riddle. I don't know where to go, can't do it alone. I've tried and I don't know why. I'm just a little girl lost in the moment. I'm so scared, but I don't show it. I can't figure it out, it's bringing me down. I know I've got to let it go and just enjoy the show. Dum-de-dum, da-dum-de-dum, just enjoy the show. Da-dum-de-dum, da-dum-de-dum, just enjoy the show. I want my money back, I want my money back. I want my money back. Just enjoy the show. I want my money back. I want my money back. I want my money back. Just enjoy the show.
The twist in your twisting outfit, the loose tie with the loose limp wrist. Lift your dress enough to show me those shins. Let your hair stick to your forehead. Did you blush then when our hips touch? I can't tell, you're already red. Am I right? You give me the signs. Is that pink mist or just lit dry ice? So twist and whisper the wrong name. I don't care, no, to my ears. Twist yourself around me. I need company. I need human heat. I need human heat.
One of my favorite bands and true hometown heroes, Time and Place, with a spirited version of Frightened Rabbit's Twist with my good friend Jack Hawkins on vocals. And before that, we had Kara Storsi with The Show from the Moneyball soundtrack. And a lot of people sleep on that soundtrack, but I do not. We also had Bare Naked Ladies, a live version of Brian Wilson. And we started it all off with Craig Finn and Messing With The Settings, the lead-off track and the lead single from his forthcoming LP, A Legacy of Rentals. May the 20th is when it's released, so buy it you shall. And this is, of course, another pre-recorded delight, and so getting this news out in a timely fashion can be a bit tricky when you record your shows well in advance. But recently it was pledge season here at WMFO, and so while the live DJs may have been, you know, putting out the good word about why you should give money to the station, and you absolutely should, I have not. But I will do so now by saying you really should give money to WMFO, and go to their website, WMFO.org, make a donation, because there's a lot of great people on this really wonderful station that are just putting out the new, the old, the weird, the what have you, the songs that make you surprised and make you think and make you consider your credit rating. But all that's being said, you should give now, give often, give till it hurts, and then give some more. And tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.